We've got the parts you need at prices that put the brakes on your spending. Speaking of brakes, right now, get a $10 Amex Rewards card free by mail when you buy a set of Wherever Gold brake pads and two Wherever rotors. Then, complete the job with brake parts from quality brands like Cardone. All the brake parts you need, the price brakes you want.
Amex Auto Parts.
See store for details. Mail-in rebate void where prohibited.
For only $15 a night, see more than 30 dance companies at the Spring to Dance Festival over Memorial Day weekend at the Two Hill. Click dance.stlewis.org.
Your mom. If it wasn't for her labors, both literally and figuratively, you wouldn't be here. That's why in the week leading up to Mother's Day, May 12th, KTRS is celebrating mothers everywhere. Simply go to KTRS.com, click on the contest tab to register, and win a bunch of $200 gift certificates from our sponsors to help you treat your mom right.
The winner will be notified May 9th.
The Mother's Day Appreciation Giveaway is sponsored by Massage Lux, Don Hennifer Jewelers, Two Ladies in a Bucket, and the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade.
But I'm not afraid. I'm saying
not
that.
Afraid.
Why is that? Because this rover.
This rover.
I met a girl. She's a cashier.
No way. That's awesome. Yeah. Oh, you know, what's her name?
White trash name. Guess.
Mandy.
Nope.
Marilyn.
Nope.
Brittany?
Nope.
Tiffany?
Nope.
Candace? Nice. I'm going to rattle off some names, and when I hit
you
it, something buzz it, okay?
I will tell you.
You got me?
Yeah.
All right, Brandy, Heather, Channing, Brianna, Amber, Sabrina, Melody, Dakota, Sierra, Bambi, Crystal, Samantha, Autumn, Ruby, Taylor, Tara, Tammy, Lauren, Charlene, Chantel, Courtney, Misty, Jenny, Krista, Mindy, Noelle, Shelby, Trina, Reba, Cassandra, Nikki, Kelsey, Shauna, Jolene, Erling, Claudine, Savannah, Casey, Dolly, Kendra, Collie, Chloe, Devin, Emily, Luz, Becky?
Nope.
Any one of those names with a Lynn after it?
Yes.
I got you. Okay. Brandy Lynn, Heather Lynn,
Tammy Lynn.
If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Ted 2 will be coming out in April 2015.
And I'm going to guess, if I had to just make a bet, I'm going to bet it'll be good.
Yes, and you know what else is this summer? I think it's in May, coming up this month, The Last Hangover. I can't wait for that one.
Oh, that's right.
They're back to Vegas.
Here's how good Ted is. My wife, who does not think the things I think are funny,
couldn't help but laugh.
Saw Ted.
She probably tried to stifle it.
No, she didn't. She laughed like crazy. And she didn't want to, I know, but she couldn't help it. She burst out laughing. I thought, well, finally, you get something that's funny. Because she doesn't get things like The Simpsons are not far enough over the edge. I think Ted pushed it so far, she had to laugh. You can't help it. Here's a test. Sit down with somebody you know that you kind of wonder about. Should I be friends with this person or should I employ this person? And watch Ted with them. If they don't laugh one time, run for your life. Don't have anything to do with that person. The same thing with the bridesmaids. If they don't out loud once, there's something seriously wrong with that person. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. For some reason, I thought this was the third, but it's not. It's the second. Okay, I was wrong. It's the second. Do we have any Burke segment?
It is. I do.
Woo, right out of the box.
I have a couple things.
Ladies and gentlemen, our producer, he's not any good at it, but it is his title because you have to have a title. Dan Strauss, what do you have, Dan?
The world's worst producer. I have a brick.
And proud of it.
Right outside gate one prove it.
That's right.
When did they circumcise the gas pumps? Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
They took that foreskin off.
Yeah.
The gas station right down the street from us that when I first moved in, they announced my arrival into Shrewsbury.
Let me say this. When they came out with those folding foreskin things, yes. I said years ago, this is a complete ripoff. Some company's making a ton of money. Environmentally, it's a joke. It's not going to do anything. Trapping vapors. Are you kidding me?
But they have this on the sign now. It says, enjoy our new old gas pumps.
Well, and I was right.
Or nozzles.
Once again, I was right. They're not necessary, or they wouldn't be doing away with them.
Yeah, because if you like drive to the lake or like Jeff City, or if you go to Columbia, the further out you get, it's
just the metal part.
Yeah, it's just regular. And now it's like when I went to get gas the other day, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute.
I hated those things. I felt like I was pleasuring an elephant or something when I put gas in my. And I did. I didn't like it. It felt weird. That accordion rubber thing. Which, again, like many other things, we were duped, and we have nothing to say about it. Mm-hmm. So we had to put up with it, and it did nothing. Hmm. What else do you have?
My niece, Demi, she goes to Lindbergh High School.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Anything else?
Yeah, she's a member of the, and I really don't like this word. And I don't know why they call them that. The Lindbergh High School Thespians. Which
they do,
thespian.
You know what? Yeah, but they still, he's right. They
not need thespian.
But they still need another word, even thespian.
Yeah.
They need thespian. Another word. They just call them actors.
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Right. Yeah, basically.
What's the difference between a thespian and an actor? Nothing. Call them actors.
I know. So I wanted a shout out and congratulations to them because they got to go to Jeff City and be honored yesterday and perform and sing in front of the legislators and stuff.
You got all kinds of family talent all of a sudden. Your daughter, your niece.
I know, for Fine Arts Day.
Wow.
And Fine Arts
Day. And you're their uncle.
Fine Arts Day. I know. Yeah. And she's very talented. She is.
That it?
Yeah.
No blood relation, though.
No.
No.
Not with Demi. No.
Couldn't be.
No.
She's talented. Peon, anything?
No.
Let's close it up. Officially closed. We're going to take a lot of phone calls today. Thank you for making yesterday a great day for me. We closed out Of course, we'd still take your check for the Wonder World Trivia Night contribution to St. Jude Children's Hospital. We have $4,500. Just means the pressure's on for next year to do even better. But thank you, thank you, thank you for that. Now, I have one other thing, and I'm not going to dwell on it today. I'm going to give a little breathing room in between the two fundraisers. But there is one more thing left to take care of. And you won't hear from me for money or contribution, I'm sure, until before the holidays, later on in the year. But this one will be for Friends of Kids with Cancer. And it's real simple. It's dinner with me and my wife at Annie Gunn's. You won't pick up a tab. You won't pick up anything because you already will have done it by making your contribution. So it's two couples. It's two couples and me and my wife, six of us, at a wonderful anything you want off the menu at Annie Gunn's. And Tom Sainert, the proprietor, will pick out two really good bottles of wine. He's not going to go for the least expensive one there. I know how he operates. It'll be really good wine. And that's the next thing I'll be looking for, is a bid for four or two bids for two. So two couples to join us at a night that works for you, and it all goes to Friends of Kids with Cancer. So not going to beat that one, not going to beat you to death with that one just yet. Just a little heads up and a little warning that I will be hitting somebody up for that later. Phone calls, why don't we take a couple, and then we'll take a break. We always welcome new callers. So if you've never called before, it's easy. We're easy. It'll be painless. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 888-550-KTRS. And before we go to the phones, because we do have calls, they're lighting up. I didn't get anything done this morning, and I'll tell you why. A longtime friend of mine, Ronnie the Rat, who lives at Lake of the Ozarks.
Jeez.
That's right, Rat Boy. He likes you, by the way. He sends me a text. He says, I hope you're watching the live George Jones tribute on GAC, and I realized I wasn't, so I ran to the TV, I turned it on, and I got to catch over an hour of it. It was live from the Grand Ole Opry. It was the celebration. It wasn't a funeral service. It was a celebration of the life of George Jones. if they rerun, unless you just hate country music, if they rerun this, and I hope they do, it may be the best memorial, tribute, or anything of any kind I have ever seen. The biggest people in country music paid tribute to George Jones, and his pastor spoke. It was fantastic. And the guy who was kind of the host of the MC, and I have heard his name before, but I'm not real familiar with him, and I've never been to the Grand Ole Opry as the Grand Ole Opry. I've been to the building and on the stage. But this guy's name is Eddie Stubbs. He's the voice of the Grand Ole Opry. Have you ever heard his voice?
No.
If you get a chance during the break to pull up Eddie Stubbs, wait till you hear this guy talk. I mean, he is the perfect voice of the Grand Ole Opry. So he sort of emceed the whole thing. So that was it. It was remembering George Jones, a celebration of the life and tribute, whatever, of George. Off to the phones we go again, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Joe. How are you?
Oh, pretty good, Frank. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. I just want to let you know that you're totally wrong about those boots on for the Stage 2 vapor recovery on the gasoline nozzle.
Whoa. Ooh. Stage 2
I'm
vapor recovery.
I'm totally wrong.
Stage 2?
Yes. They dramatically cleaned up the air in this area.
Mm.
And the reason they're not used anymore, there's enough new cars that have their own self-contained recovery systems in the car that the DNR decided that there's not enough old cars to require them anymore.
Now, how do you know that they
I'm in the business.
You're in the business of what?
Well, I used to put in gasoline stations. Now I lay them out and design them and work with the people that sell gasoline.
Where can I find the hard facts about how much it cleaned up the air? Because I still don't really buy it. I'm not saying you don't know what you're talking about. You know more about it than I do. But I'm a big believer in certain things that line the pockets of certain people. I'll give you an example. Remember the goofy, stupid emissions testing stations and those sniffers on the exit ramps? What a complete joke and ripoff that was.
Yeah, and the fact that all the cars belching out the most toxins and stuff were exempt from
exempt.
It. The older cars were exempt.
You got an old 1972 car. You
oh, you're
have
fine.
To even, yeah, go ahead. Belch it out.
Right.
We don't care. I
would assume if you went to the MDNR website, you can see it there.
Well, I'm sure they have an agenda, and theirs is to placate people by saying, oh, see, we did this, and it was a good thing to do, and here's why. But I still don't buy it. I think you can spin anything any way you want to, because common sense will tell you, if you looked at those things, there wasn't a tight seal between that thing and your car. It was just a folding flap of a rubber thing, and all had all kinds of leaks and ways for emissions to get out.
Well, if you wanted to go to the US EPA site and see the 10-year air quality control results compared to the, you know, the older ones compared to the newer ones, you'll see the raw numbers there.
Well, but maybe the raw numbers are the result of the change in the cars and not the fact that this thing in any way kept emissions out of the air.
Oh, it did. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And if you've ever tried to fill up your car with a boot and it didn't have a good seal, it wouldn't work. That's why it's so hard to fill up a gasoline tank for a lawnmower.
Okay, but it would work because all you had to do was hold that rubber thing back.
Yeah, you had to pull it back.
You just pull it back,
right,
and it was
true.
Essentially useless because you were holding it away from the tank, which is what I always did, and you fill your car up.
Yeah.
You did that with the car, too?
Oh, sure. I did all the time. Whenever I had trouble getting it to work, I just pulled that foreskin back, and it pumped like crazy. Which, again, is an indicator it didn't work the way it was supposed to.
I do that in my regular life. Pull it back.
And it works like crazy.
Pump away.
No, I don't want to get in an argument with you because you're smarter about this than I am, but I'm a guy that certain things in this world I think are very political and I think are designed to make people rich, like a lot of this eco-green crap. And that's been proven, a lot of it, to be a sham. But
well, who did it make rich to have to do that?
Made rich anybody that has any sort of recycling or green type business that convinced people to, you know, give them work. I think it's common knowledge, and I don't want to get political here, but a very well-known politician has made a ton of money owning and running companies that recycled and somehow convinced people that he was going to clean up the earth.
Right.
I'll be happy to look at any real, if you want to send me a link to something, I'll certainly read it. Frank
Opinion. I'll see if I can find one, but what I was going to say, and just made me lose my train of thought, is I lost my train. Major oil companies wanted this, and they wanted the stage ones when the gasoline tankers had to do it, because each time they did it, they lost 20% of their competitors because the independents couldn't afford to do it. When they did stage one, and then when they did stage two, you know, they lost more competitors. So the major oils, in effect, liked it, even though they bitched about having to spend the money.
What would you say, what timeline would you say models of cars are producing? In other words, your point, I guess, I still don't know that I get it. You're saying that because of the newer cars, we don't. What does that have to do with pumping gas? Whatever car you're pumping into.
The cars have onboard canisters to do what those boots were supposed to do.
Really?
Yes. You can ask your buddy Johnny about that one. He can tell you that.
Well, I don't know what that means, but you still just stick the nozzle in the hole. What onboard canister?
Well, it filters the air as it comes out and collects the vapors. It's inside the car rather than on the boot of the nozzle. At least that's the theory.
And how many years, since you're in the business, how many years do you think we've had those cars on the road
I would guess at least since 2000.
Okay. Well, if the average car on the road, and it is true that the average car is 11 years old, why would you discontinue something that works when it's still needed for almost half the cars on the road?
Because the installers, the independent jobbers that are doing the gasoline construction, much prefer to not have the boots. They leak, they get cracks, and they don't meet
criteria.
Well, they break easily, and then when the Department of Licensing comes by, you know, they shut you down because you shut your hose down because it doesn't comply, doesn't meet their criteria.
So it really comes down to the expense of maintaining the boots.
Oh, yeah.
More than we don't need them anymore.
No, they don't need them, and they're much easier to maintain since you don't have to maintain them in theory.
Well, you just helped me with my point. They cracked, they leaked, they were ineffective, they didn't work, and they're hard to maintain, so they discontinued them. It has nothing to do with the fact that the air is so clean and pure now, and we don't have any emissions problems, that we don't need them anymore.
Well, the air is a lot cleaner, too. But
okay.
All right. I don't have the numbers to show you. I might be able to find a link to send you.
I'd love to see you. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Frank. Bye.
Sorry, I'm one of those guys. I'm one of those guys, skeptical, cynical. I really do believe that a lot of what we're fed and what we're told is because the people that are going to benefit and make the money have the money to promote and to market and to convince us and to tell us. I mean, I've been around long enough to know that over the years I've seen every kind of gadget, fuel consumption, promotion, scam, and in most cases that's kind of what they were. I'm still not sure that I'm clear on how, if it was effective, you stop doing it. We still got, with the average car being 11 years old, that means we still got
money.
A lot of cars.
It's
all money. We still have a bunch of cars that don't have that, whatever that internal canister was.
I saw a segment on 60 Minutes. It was about members of Congress. They would have inside information for certain things. Like, let's say something came up with a law with Medicare where they knew a certain pharmaceutical was not going to be used with Medicare or something. Those congressmen knew that the stock would probably go down, so they had insider trading information, and there wasn't a law that so a lot of these people are making money off these stocks off of things that they are controlling.
Right.
And then a couple of years ago, they passed a law where it said, we can't do this anymore. We're not going to be allowed. And then they just repealed it a couple of weeks ago so they can go back to their insider trading.
Yeah, look, I've always been firmly convinced that the people who make a fortune off the stock market are not you and me. They're well connected.
They're the ones that control something
involved
with the stock going up or down.
And insider trading takes place every minute. Sometimes, every once in a while, somebody gets sloppy and leaves a trail, and they get busted, and they go to jail. Martha Stewart, what happens every minute of every day. And the people who aren't privy to that information, what's going to happen, are the ones who are never going to make a killing.
Yeah, the ones that control the laws that can make a stock go up or down and get the information.
One more call, then we have to take a break. Terry, you're up. How are you, Terry?
Hey, how you doing, Frank?
Doing great.
I'm in the PS.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, just if you want to save the air from getting out on the new nozzles, Jay Leno said when the price of gasoline was really high that you just put a little KY jelly on there. It makes it go in a lot easier. Wow.
Maybe true.
Yeah. That, if the price of gasoline stuff, put a little KY jelly on there. It'll keep the other air from going out.
All right, Terry.
You have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye.
You too. I'm trying to. I did do that, though. And if something's supposed to work,
I don't think I did.
That little
before.
Folding collapsible thing,
yeah.
You ought not to be able to pull it all the way back and just stick the bare nozzle in and fill your car. But I've done it 100 times. If I was having trouble getting it, I just held it back, and it somehow confused it. And then I'm spewing air or vapors or whatever, and I don't think we're any worse off for it. He's on the phone. Shoot, I just noticed it. John Londoff. How are you, John?
Hello, Frank. How are you?
I'm great. The previous caller said I should ask you about how the newer cars trap gas vapors when you put the gas nozzle in.
Well, what do you think of that, Frank?
I think it's ridiculous, and I don't think it's true.
I mean, it's just great to, you know, hear something that's based on nothing. You know,
he told me to ask you, and I did confirmation that there was such a canister in there. There's not.
No. It'd be a great conversation for, of course, our 29-year awesome veteran and service manager, Bruce Weiner, who has that technical background and information. But no,
I'm glad to see the end of those big rubber accordion sleeves on those nozzles.
They were just a pain.
The joke.
They were
a joke and a pain. And now we don't have
to. And then they didn't work anyway.
And here's the other thing I think people have noticed. There are certain stations you can go to. Let's take two Shell stations. You can go to one. And it's evidently a place where a lot of truckers fill up because the flow, you're filled up in like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And you watch the meter, ding, 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 ding. And you go to others and you got it pressed all the way and trickle, trickle.
Can I hear that
trickle.
Meter again? Do that again, that imitation.
Ding, 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 ding. Thank you.
Wow. You know what I would like to trace back is who was in charge of the companies that would put on those plastic things.
Yes.
I'd love to know how connected they were to certain people and who passed those laws.
And how much money they made putting
those. You guys are getting deep today.
Well, we did. The listener started it. We don't start getting deep. We're not capable. They started it.
Yeah, you are. Ian, I can hear it in your voice, man. God, you're
there are certain things
skeptical about. Apparently you can control the flow of how it pumps. Why wouldn't every station have it just pour out of there? Like the ones I'm talking about where literally the same type, Shell, same kind of gas from one station to the other, you're talking about literally taking twice as long for it to fill up as another. I don't know what that's based on or how they regulate the flow. But I've also been to stations where for some reason it keeps cutting off.
Oh yeah,
and finally you give up with half a tank and you leave.
I asked the guy. I walked in one time and I said, I cannot get this thing to stay on, and he said, oh, take the hose and stretch it out, and you had to pull the little the hose foreskin back, and then gas would spew out a little bit.
Yeah,
what did you say?
Gas would spew out.
Yeah.
Said you pulled.
We call it the hose foreskin.
Yeah, the hose.
We call that rubber thing the foreskin of the nozzle because that's what it's kind of like. Well, it's not gross. It's a good description.
You think so?
Yeah, I do think so.
Yeah.
So, how are you today?
You already asked me that.
Well, I'm asking again. You could change since the last minute or so. You could.
What? In 3 minutes have we been on the air?
A mood can change in 3 minutes.
No. Hey, now when I'm talking to you guys, you kidding me? I just get better and better and better. The smile on my face right now, if you could see it. Why don't you guys in your studio have the cameras like McGraw does?
Because if I wanted to be on TV, I'd be on TV.
Yeah.
I'm not interested in people watching me do what I do. I'm not a big fan of being looked at.
Everybody'd be watching us anyway. That'd be crazy.
You are some good-looking guys.
Well, we jam up the whole internet.
Yeah.
It clogged the internet airwaves.
Yeah, pretty funny.
The women's work productivity would plummet.
Yeah.
McGraw likes to be looked at. We don't like to be looked at. I never have. I've never.
Is he still wearing those glasses? Those Where's Waldo glasses?
Oh yeah, the black glasses.
I don't know.
Yep,
he is.
I tell you what, those things look—they're unbelievable.
They look like John Lennon glasses, but they're just black with clear lenses in them.
Buddy Holly.
No, they're circles. They look like Where's Waldo glasses.
Why is he wearing those?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, he obviously thinks he looks good in the glasses.
Yeah.
You wouldn't wear those to say I look good.
You know you've got four cameras on you in the morning, so you're going to wear what you think makes you look good.
And now he's got like a, you know, kind of stubbly-looking beard. It's not really a beard. It's just, you know, like a guy that just hasn't been able to shave like in 3 or 4 days. I don't know if it's the Blues have a contest going out right now for a charity for the
playoff beards.
Playoff beard, yeah.
And how do you participate in that?
You just grow a beard. I guess. Well, the best beard.
And then how who
all during the course the of the, how long? Well, I guess they'd vote.
What
with do pictures.
You measure? What makes the best beard? Is it length or thickness?
It could be design, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Design.
Well, you know, you could do a quirky little cut, beard
you know,
cut.
When I was a kid in a little hick hillbilly town in Tennessee, every year on the centennial year of the founding of the city, they had a deal where all the men in town grew beards. And if you didn't have a beard from, and it was starting on this date, ending on this date, and any man who was shaven, I'm not kidding, and it was all for charity or something, could be picked up by the police and thrown in jail. It was fun.
Whoa.
Every guy had a beard, because if you didn't participate, you went to jail, and somebody had it was kind of like the jail and bail for cancer, but it was all based on a beard.
Money. So if you couldn't grow a beard.
Men wouldn't shave, because on the way to work, you could get picked up, taken to jail, because you didn't have a beard.
I can't grow a beard. What if?
Well, you'd be in jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't grow a beard.
No, some guys can't.
I just have, I look like I splotchy.
You got too much estrogen in your body.
The mange.
You got too much estrogen. You
maybe are like
mostly women. Well, let's analyze something. He can't grow a beard, which women can't do. Mm-hmm. He almost sold Mary Kay Cosmetics. Yeah. He looked into that. He went to a purse party.
Purse party.
What was the other thing?
Didn't you go to a sex toy party one time too?
No.
Oh.
No, I was never invited to that.
So no, you might have an abundance of estrogen. We all have testosterone and estrogen, and maybe you have an imbalance.
Oh boy,
this is like a doctor opinion hour right now.
Oh, well, you got two chest hairs too, right?
Yeah, I have like I have like two on one side and one on the other, so I have like three total.
But that
yeah,
now
I gotta ask you, how do you know that?
He's told that story before. He won't take his shirt off.
But see here, but now that's the look. These guys shave and wax and stuff. Dan, you don't have to do that.
Oh, so I'm in.
You're in.
Oh, yeah.
You're in.
You had no idea you were that cool.
No, I didn't.
It's like I went my whole life being a freak because I was bald, and now look what young guys do. They shave their heads.
Yeah.
All those years.
You've never been a freak because you're bald.
Yes, I was. Let me tell you something. I started going bald when I was 19. How many 19-year-old guys do you know who go bald and who are bald by 23? That was me, and I was a freak, and I felt like a freak because nobody else you know is bald at 23. You're the only one, and you feel weird.
But you get a lot of chicks, you know, checking you out.
John, don't even get me started on how many chicks went for the bald thing. That's what saved me.
You know, I mean, I just didn't like throw that up as a layup for you.
No, that's the great consolation.
I was a freak at 23 for a different reason.
Yeah. Yeah. They used to call him the elephant man.
Kind of embarrassing.
I'm not an animal.
Yeah.
Third leg.
It's about time to start talking about cruises and Sonic.
All right, let's go. That's what you do. Take it away.
We're just having a lot of fun today. You know, it's a great, great day here at Jenny Londup Chevrolet. And again, talking about Bruce Weiner, award-winning service and parts. And the one thing we have to say is we apologize. We're so busy that we might not be able to get you in immediately. But we've got 21 of the best technicians, not mechanics. Did you hear me?
Technicians. A big difference.
In Midwest. You know, what they do, the technology enhanced in the cars and trucks today, and even, of course, you know, repairing, not only knowing how to repair a 2013 and a 2012 model, but also, you know, how to repair a 98 and a 99 and a 2000. So, I mean, that's just really what they do every day. My hat's off to them. Unbelievable group and a great crew in our parts department that, of course, without parts, you can't fix the cars and trucks, can you? You got to have the right parts. And that's what we have, award-winning service and parts, backing up the number one sales team in St. Louis with over 1,000 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock.
And that's one location, folks. That's one dealership, not some multi-location deal.
You don't need to place, but right here, 1375 Dunn Road in beautiful Florence, Missouri. You know, we're open until 6:30. We'll stay here till 7:30. We'll stay as late as your unbelievable listeners want us to stay, okay? Because they're the best. We have a lot of fun. And again, you know, people that are AM and the PM.
They're the best.
They're happy, intelligent.
That's right.
Not that, you know, we have other customers or not, but they're just, you know what, and they just,
You feel sorry. Just say it. You feel sorry for them. People come in and they're not AM and the PM. You actually feel sorry for them.
The 14th Fund, the Joshua Chamberlain Society, is the beard growing. So I guess if you go to 14th Fund or blues.com, you can get in on the. And so that's a game face on. That's what it's all about. So good luck to the Blues tonight. Big game. And I know I'll be watching it. If I could walk, I'd go to the game. But I'm still a little hampered with this hamstring injury.
Well, you know what I told you. Be more like me. Your hamstring would be fine. You're too active.
Yeah. Well, I haven't been for the last 5 weeks, but I'm here. I'm here for your listeners, for my customers, and here to make sure that we take great care of them. So call us, please, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. We're at the intersection of Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. And as almost everybody does, shop us online at Londoff.com, LONDOFF. And you know what? We're going to start closing off with no texting and driving. Come on.
Well, now you better take your own advice because you're the worst.
Well, let me help you with something. I have somebody driving me now.
Well, of course you do, but it's because you're injured. When you're not injured, you're going to start texting again while you drive?
I just might not drive again to and from work. I'm loving the...
I bet that...
chauffeured around?
That driver thing.
20-year veteran Herb Shanklin is like a brother to me, and we just... the other day I said, Herb, what do you think about driving the boss around? And he goes, well, he goes, I like to drive.
Well, there you go. That's all the qualification you need.
Driving you. Perfect combo. A great time together. Bonding? No, I like to drive.
Does he take you to work in a limo?
No, in a Tahoe. A limo? What do you mean a limo?
You know what? While you're injured, have him stretch a Tahoe or a Suburban into a limousine.
Yeah.
You know? Now you're talking.
Yeah. Listen.
That sounds great.
I think we'll just stretch our stretch version of the Tahoe. It's called a Suburban.
Yeah, it is.
It's a Chevy Suburban. The two greatest SUVs in the world. Great looking. Safety? Yeah, we got the safest vehicles on the planet. So be careful. Make sure you look at something safe like a Chevy for your family, your loved ones. So that's all I got. No texting and driving. And come and see us. We'll stay here as late as your unbelievable listeners want to keep us.
All right, John. We'll send them.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. When he gets well, I'm going to go riding with him to lunch, and I'm gonna see if he texts. Because I'm telling you, the guy was texting like crazy last time I was in the car.
Well, he said he may never drive again.
No, he'll drive again. You know why? Nobody is going to be able to stand driving him around for more than a couple of months. You drive him crazy. You couldn't do it. I don't think you could be his driver for a long period of time. We're going to break, right?
Yep.
Break. We'll come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
And we'll see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Yeah, we've got a real problem on eastbound 44. It looks like, I don't know, the camera, it's hard to tell. It looks like they may have just shut down 44. The left lane was blocked. No, now it looks like they've moved it over to the right, so only the left lane is getting through. But it's just a little bit east of Bowles, and it has traffic backed up a little bit east of Highway 141. Everything else is just volume getting started. Southbound 270 is looking a little slow now from Highway 64 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64 from Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and usual slowdown westbound 70, 272, the Blanchett Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Sonic. There's a shake-a-thon going on at Sonic. All 25 of their real ice cream shakes are half price after 8 p.m. with flavors like peanut butter fudge, chocolate cream pie, and strawberry cheesecake. That's like a marathon of flavor. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. the KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnarrs Hardware here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnarrs Advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you'll be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnarrs and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnarrs have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnarrs Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnarrs.com.
Hello, Mrs. Bennett. It's Brian's teacher. We need to talk. Your son still isn't focusing in my class. If this continues, we'll need to hold him back a year.
Have you been getting tough phone calls from school? If your child is struggling with focus and concentration, let us introduce you to an easy solution. No tutors, no classes. Your child simply plays a video game. This cutting-edge brain-boosting game adjusts to your child's learning speed. It helps your child focus in school and finish their homework with ease. It's already helped kids get good grades who'd never seen it happen before. Discover what a difference it can make with an absolutely free demo from iFocus. Just call 1-800-400-7409. Developed by leading brain experts, concerned educators, and award-winning game designers, it's become the game that elementary school students can't wait to play. For your free demo, call toll-free 1-800-400-7409. If lines are busy, please try again. That's 1-800-400-7409. Not every child may get better grades.
If you've settled a lawsuit, waiting for those tiny settlement checks every month is like a slow form of torture. A little bit of money comes dribbling in, but it's not nearly enough to cover your bills. So the pain of being in debt just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But now you can end the wait by getting the cash you need in one lump sum payment. For free information to see how much cash you can get, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. You can get the cash you need in one lump sum. Cash you can use to pay off your credit card debt, pay your monthly mortgage payment, or pay any other bills that are piling up. So stop waiting for those tiny monthly payments from a lawsuit you settled. Find out how you can receive a lump sum payment to get the money you need. For free information, call Peachtree Settlement Funding now at 1-800-900-9954. 1-800-900-9954.
The experts said it wouldn't happen, but yes, it did. Mortgage rates have fallen, and Golden Oak has lowered rates to 2.5% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. No one predicted it, and no one knows how long it will last, but for now, mortgage rates are at an all-time low and new money is now available.
That's right, Bob. Our rates are now 2.5% fixed, and best of all, we have programs that do not even require an appraisal.
It's never been easier to convert to a lower mortgage rate and automatically lower your monthly payment.
Get a lower house payment, consolidate your debts, pay off those credit cards. Don't wait. Lock in 2.5% today. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
NMLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.187, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
If you've shopped for siding, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
You
wanted it, you got it. Big Easy Click deals are back at Lumber Liquidators Easy Click Flooring Sale. Save up to 48% versus comparable floors at big box stores. Get big coupon savings and save up to 33% off our best laminates. Up to 22% off Easy Click hardwood. Up to 26% off Easy Click vinyl wood plank. Plus special financing. Easy to install, easy to finance, easy to save. It just clicks. Easy Click Flooring Sale is going on now, so get to LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
Hey, boys and girls, John Hadley here for Jim Huer. Come join us for the Blackfin Bullpen Show each and every Tuesday night at the Blackfin American Grill located at the Galleria. We'll have a variety of guests, some special deals, some giveaways. Come join us talking baseball. We'll be talking baseball at the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria each Tuesday night. Don't wait until after the game. We'll be watching the Cardinals game with you. Come express your opinion during the game. Join us at the Blackfin American Grill Tuesday night at the Galleria.
I want you to give some thought to calling us next hour. Here's what I'd like to do. And it all came about because somebody sent me a link to a website of a guy who collects Corvettes, but he only collects black Corvettes. Have you seen this guy? It's a garage.
I don't think so.
He has Corvettes from 1954 to somewhere in the mid-60s, and they're all black. And the host of the show interviewed him and said, why don't you have the original 53 Corvette, he said, because they did not make a black one. And his whole garage is black and white tile floor, black cars. It's unbelievable. Wow. It's incredible, which brings me to this. Next hour, I'd like to hear from any of you who collect anything. I've always been fascinated by people who collect things. I've never collected anything. We used to have a friend who collected elephants. Figurines, stuffed elephants, any kind of elephant. Mm. And the trunk up meant something, and the trunk down meant something, and whatever. Hummels, remember those sayings?
Yeah.
German,
yeah.
Some people collect those. So if you collect anything, be thinking about giving us a call the next hour. Here's something good to collect, money. And then when you collect enough of it, you don't want to keep it at home, you need a bank. And when you need a bank, you might also want to consider, instead of just a traditional bank, First Community Credit Union. Now, I'm on assignment tomorrow. I just got word of that.
What?
I just got word a while ago that once again, just when I thought I could come in, I'm on assignment again.
We were going to be on the road tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
I know how much.
Oh, don't think this doesn't burn me up. Don't think I'm happy about it. Which means today's the day I need to remind you about Saturday morning, 7 o'clock, 7 to 9 o'clock, the yard sale. And the reason I mention it now is because the exclusive sponsor for the yard sale is First Community Credit Union. I bank there, Dan banks there, Peon banks there. We'd love for you to bank there. And you'll see why once you're a member. That's what the customers are called, members. And we, the members, own First Community Credit Union. It's not owned by a bunch of people, investors who split the profits. It's not for profit. And because of that, there are some great rates to be had on money you save, money you borrow, and terrific service. First Community Credit Union. Go in, grab some information, brochures, whatever, ask a bunch of questions, or check them out online at firstcommunity.com.
Let's see how things are rolling now with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Dan. Well, my turn already. It looks like they looks like they have moved most of that accident off and blocking the right lanes now on eastbound 44 east of Bowles, but traffic is still backed up to 141. And a little bit east of that, if you're looking at eastbound 270, now you're slow just a little bit east of McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, normal slowdown between the Highway 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. Then eastbound 64, you're slowing Buffalo Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Sonic has 25 real ice cream shakes, which is definitely something worth cheering about. But honestly, you'll probably be too busy drinking them. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
Coming up on the next Steve Cochran Show.
Friday in the morning, quickie, a celebrity. I don't like that much. He sort of annoys me. But, you know, he's a young kid. I'm hoping he's going to work out in the business. Howie Mandel. He's got a show he wants you to watch this weekend. It's about grooming dogs. And, no, I'm not kidding. It's on the next morning, quickie.
The Cochran Show. Weekday mornings at 10. The Big 550. And KTRS.com.
Was your roof affected by the recent storms? Are you looking for a roofing contractor and don't know who to trust? Call Exterior Pro, 636-939-4800. We are your GAF certified contractor serving the greater St. Louis area. GAF is North America's largest roofing manufacturer. As a certified contractor, Exterior Pro has earned a status that only 10% of all roofing contractors have been able to achieve. This means Exterior Pro is eligible to offer a GAF System Plus warranty that covers your entire roofing system and includes special extended coverage, all backed by GAF. And because we are a local family-owned business, we won't disappear once your job is complete or before. Customer satisfaction is our top priority, and we have the testimonials to prove it. For a free roof estimate, call Exterior Pro today, 636-939-4800. Exterior Pro, where your vision is our mission, 636-939-4800. Or visit our website, exteriorpro.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, the power to choose is your advance advantage. So right now, you can choose from a 5-plus quartz jug, a Valvoline or Pennzoil conventional motor oil, plus a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. You'll save about $10. The power to choose, plus the power to save. Can you feel that power? Oh, yeah. Choose and save. That's your advance advantage. Only at
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
You know what I like? That guy that called earlier. I love it when that happens. When he goes, oh, no, you're wrong. Ask your friend Londolf. He'll tell you. And then I ask John. He goes, I don't know what the guy's talking about. I love it when that happens. Hey, do you know what hypophosphatasia is?
No.
Check this out. It's little babies that are born with no bones.
No bones.
They don't have any bones. They have to try to help get them to grow bones. This is unbelievable. It says 1 in every 100,000 infants. That sounds like a lot to me. Have this hypophosphatasia, and it delays or disrupts the growth of teeth and bones, and like kids don't have any ribs. Now, see, once again, when you think you got it pretty bad, how about somebody that has a kid with no bones? Essentially, there's like a sack of organs or something. Can't stand up, can't sit up, and there's another reason to maybe not gripe as much as we gripe a lot of the time. Mentioned yesterday, I think, that Amini's is having they had a fantastic April, better even than last year. So thank you for that. I know exactly who to thank for that. You. Those of you who have decided that maybe it is a good idea to buy quality stuff and not junk. Maybe it makes more sense to pay for something once than to have to buy it two or three times because it keeps breaking and falling apart. If you're looking for, you can call it patio furniture, pool furniture, outdoor furniture, screened-in porch furniture, call it whatever you want to call it. But if you're ready to get the good stuff, the really good stuff, outdoor heaters, all that stuff, Amini's, where they always have about $2 million worth of stuff in stock, inventory in stock. But, of course, they can get whatever you need quickly if they don't have it. They have synthetic wicker and cast aluminum and wrought iron and cushion and sling furniture and you name it. Great, great patio outdoor furniture at Amini's, in addition to all the other bar stools and games and Jaffe lighting selection. It's all at Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, Chesterfield Valley, under the Copper Dome, Amini's.com, 4 o'clock.
From ABC News.